Welcome to the Living Your Genius Show with me, Danusha Lipinski, Unlocking Your Power Within. This show ignites your inner spark and empowers you to live a life filled with purpose and passion. Join Dr. Pat and me as we embark on a journey into the transformative power of your thoughts, inner genius, and creative imagination. In each episode, we deep dive into the realms of self-discovery, practical insights, and actionable strategies to unlock your full potential to thrive in all aspects of your life with grace and ease. Whether striving to overcome challenges, cultivate resilience, or pursue your passions with purpose, the Living Your Genius Show is your go-to place for personal growth. Let's deep dive and unlock the power within to manifest the life of your dreams.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you to this fabulous new show with my friend and colleague, as you heard, Danusha Lipinski. Just before we get started, you're going to hear what this means when we talk about living your genius. And you're going to hear the depth and the breadth of it from somebody that understands what it's like to discover this after challenges, obstacles, after discovering where that genius actually lives. And for a little bit, you should know who this amazing person is. An absolute incredible coach, life mastery consultant, high performance coach, dedicated, and by the way, listen to this, to guiding lawyers and professionals in all walks of their lives. And this is so important if you understand the depth and you're going to hear the story today. But what happens sometimes is we think about this thing called coaching. And we almost think that maybe this thing of life coaching and professional coaching are two different things. But what if you could get the help you need to understand, unpack, and unleash that inner genius within? Today, in this show, you're going to hear a lot about it. I get to take this journey. And of course, many of you know, I am honored to take this journey. Today, welcome to what we're talking about, the genius within unleashing your inner power. Danusha, thank you so much. This is great. Yay.
Yay. Oh, I am so, so thrilled. And I want to thank you, Dr. Pat, and all of the people that have helped in putting this together. Your journey has been amazing. I'm inspired by you. I've totally relished every time that we've had the opportunity to talk. So I'm so happy to be here and just to share what's been on my heart and what I'm passionate about. So thank you so much again for the opportunity and for your incredible team.
You're welcome. Amazing. As I've said before, it's always quite an honor. And you know, for me, I love to meet people that have the same calling and mission, and albeit a lofty one, it is really to help people worldwide discover who they really are, who they're meant to be, and how to get there. And that's what the shows talk about. You know, you didn't get here like so many people think. You didn't get here by just popping up one day and there you are. Each of us has had a taste of the challenges and obstacles in life. And these things, you know, as my mama used to say, you know, what don't kill you make you stronger. But I wanted to ask you, along the way, creating what you've done, successful business, incredible lawyer, you know, your life's journey around that, now dedicated, a master coach, here you are. Look, you've had to have challenges. You've had to have obstacles. Tell us what they are. What are some of those challenges and obstacles that bring you to this very moment?
Well, where do I begin?
I know every time I get asked that question, I'm like, what decade do you want?
I'm going to go back a little ways only because it really relates to the challenges that I had and the self-talk that I had that accompanied me for so many, many years. I grew up on a dairy farm. It took me three universities to finally graduate from college. I went to Mexico. I got a degree in elementary ed, taught for like 6 months, and then realized that, hey, I wasn't really cut out to be a teacher. So I came back and was like, all right, now what am I going to do? And so I thought, well, I've got to make a living. And so I'm going to become an auto worker. And so I built Ford trucks in Minnesota. And it was an eye-opening experience. It was really that experience that really opened up my advocate's heart to wanting to be an advocate for people at first with the workers, and then moving forward in my life. And so, so I did. I became an auto worker, and then I was laid off, and it's like, what am I going to do then? And so, I thought, well, I got again, the advocate's heart woke up, and I thought, well, I could maybe I'll be a paralegal and help lawyers work with people's with workers' rights. What if I want to be the lawyer? When I was laid off, I applied to go to law school, and I was accepted in San Francisco. And so the challenge there and the obstacle there was, who was I to go to law school? I mean, I was so indecisive for many, many years. I was 29 when I went to law school. It's like, so the indecisiveness, not making a decision, not having the clarity. And then, but then there was that part of me that just knew that this was what I had to do, didn't know how. And so there I was, Dr. Pat, going from Minnesota to California. My dad gives me a lead pipe and says, here, put this under your seat in case you need it. And off I went. So I went to law school.
But that's why we're talking about this, because I think each of us, you know, if we have the delight, what we get to do is figure out that there are these breadcrumbs that, you know, this is the way I see it. There are these little breadcrumbs that all of a sudden you notice. And you notice then there's one, then there's another. What does it take to really see this? But even with all of that amazing, you know, events, things, your resilience, your perseverance, there are still challenges in life that would come up. And sometimes we think they're to derail us. But now I really have a different perspective on it. You know, I really see them differently. You know, what started your spiritual journey?
I think that I've always been interested in the other life, like what was beyond. I've always been fascinated with that.
Yeah.
But really, I think in the 20s, as I was struggling in my marriage, in my relationship, I was feeling, my heart was totally on fire with being an advocate for immigrants, because I was an immigration lawyer. But I was so busy with that part of my life that I forgot about the other parts of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was on the top in terms of my advocacy. I was being recognized nationally and locally. It's like I could not do this work as an advocate, helping people understand what immigration really was, advocating for my clients. Like, I loved it. But there were other parts of my life, Dr. Pat. My relationships, my health, working long hours. I started to drink more than I was healthy for me. But on the top of this, Dr. Pat, my life totally blew up.
Yeah.
20 years ago, in fact, I divorced my spouse. And then shortly after that, my 16-year-old son was killed in a car accident.
Oh.
And I came upon the accident. And 6 weeks later, my dad dies. Mm. A month after that, my basement floods. Like, there were so many things that were happening. Mm-hmm. And so, like, what do you do? What could I do? So the spiritual awakening started, the curiosity, being a seeker, when I was really struggling in my marriage. But really, when everything blew up, when Colin died. And so that was like, how do I recover from that? And I knew that my recovery was going to be a spiritual recovery. That was the only way that I could possibly heal from all the trauma in my life.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how that happens, right? What I so appreciate about you sharing this, first of all, thank you. It's so personal. And I can't even imagine. I really would have a hard time. And I think so many people. And here you are today. I want to talk to you about, I get these questions all the time in different form. And sometimes I just look at people's side eyes like, well, great story, but what did you learn? And, you know, I understand what the question is. But do you believe that there are lessons throughout your life experience that have helped you sculpt your way to become the woman you are today?
Oh, absolutely. The knock, the message I got from the universe. I mean, in many ways, Dr. Pat, all of those events, as traumatic as they were, I would not be who I am today had I not experienced them. Had I not been on this journey. And Colin was, he loved to have fun, but his mantra in life was everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Death is more universal than life. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Yeah. And I really just learned that. I mean, I'm grateful to him for what he had given me in his death, because it opened up my eyes and put me on a whole spiritual journey that I wouldn't have been on otherwise.
Yeah.
I was going down this road of like being, I was doing this work and I was being, it was important work and I was like totally involved in it. But what about the other parts of my life?
Yeah.
And what about just like taking some time to breathe and to like just to tap into that power that's in all of us? And so, yes, that journey and all of the events that have happened as a result of that, that was a turning point. I know that after those times in my life, that what was important to me is that I was more compassionate, I was kinder, and I knew that I just had no tolerance for what I called BS.
I totally agree with you on that. And you know, isn't it interesting how we change though? It's fascinating how things in life help us to become a little bit sharper. You know, you had to grow up with my dad to appreciate some of the things he used to say to us kids, and really not confidence builders. But for you, you literally put one foot in front of the other, navigated your way, you know, high terrain, low terrain, desert, you know, whatever that was that showed up in life. And, you know, part of that is the conversation today. And that is, what does it look like to own the fact that we have the genius within, that we can unleash that power anytime? And that's why you really created this platform, Living Your Genius. This is how to unlock that power within. I love that you're sharing this. When we come back from break, what I want to talk with you about, I think it's one of the more controversial topics. And every time, you know, we have this conversation, people say, really? I say, yes, thoughts, the power of thoughts, how they play into emotions. I'm not talking feelings. And then how does all of that turn into right action, no action, crazy action, future action, or living in the past action? Danusha is joining me today. This is her show. When we come back, the magic of mind. And we may do some kind of cool things, maybe even share a little mantra with you to demonstrate the power of this. Let's take a short break, Sierra, and we'll be right back.
Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio with me, your host, Elisa V. The High Vibe Show brings the science and physics of vibration and frequency into a user-friendly space with humor, fun, and inspiration. Get ready to align your authentic self with a high vibration and positive mindset. Visit hittingtherestartbutton.com.
Are you ready to embrace a genius life with grace and ease? Of course you are. Tune in to the Living Your Genius show, Unlocking Your Power Within, every fourth Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Pat and I take you on a transformative journey of self-discovery and actionable strategies. For more information, visit GraceAndEaseLifeCoaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I get to do this incredible show, the honor of co-hosting with Danusha Lipinski. The Genius Within, Unleashing Your Inner Power, is what we're talking about today. The show is called It's called Living Your Genius Show. And what does that mean? You're going to get an introduction to this today. You got to meet the one and only a few minutes ago. I want to take a minute, Danusha, before we go ahead. How do people find out about you? How do they work with you? How do they schedule time with you? If you could do that, because once we get rolling in here, sometimes we just forget.
Yeah. So my website is graceandeaselifecoaching.com. That's graceandeaselifecoaching.com. People can reach out to me by email, danusha@danusha.com. But on the website, there's a button where they can just click on schedule a consultation. And then the best way to work is just to do a strategy session so that we can get some clarity, so that they can get some clarity on what their longing and their discontent is. And then we look to see how I can best serve them. But again, graceandeaselifecoaching.com is the best way to reach me. And then, of course, you can always email me and schedule a consult from my website.
I love it. Thank you so much for this, Grace and Ease. I mean, this is really the key. It's one thing to go through life. And, you know, we all go through life, right? I mean, that's what you shared before, that your son had said. I mean, we all do these things, but how we go through them, you know, look, why wait until you're getting to the point where you don't think you're going to live anymore to reflect on how you should have lived your life? Let's tap into that genius today. Let's tap into it. Look, you are a proponent of thoughts. And so let's talk about the magic of mind. Now, let me just start out by saying, everybody that's ever heard me talk about anything, you know who my number one role model is on this, and that's Viktor Frankl. Nobody in I can't even imagine being in the concentration camp. I can't imagine. But what did we learn or not learn from that? And that's what Danusha is going to talk about today. If the mind is so powerful and thoughts are so powerful, then what will it take for all of us to use that idea for positive change? What do you think, Danusha? What do you think we need to know?
Where do I start? I'm so passionate about the power of thought and the impact of just knowing that we can control our thinking and what that's had on my life. So the power of thought, change your life, change your thoughts, change your life. You know, for many, many years, I knew that thoughts become things. I didn't understand how that all worked, but intuitively, I even got a little stone that says thoughts become things. But the power of our thinking and our power to choose our thoughts is everything. And if we would just have more awareness about what is going through our mind, because our subconscious takes everything in, this 94% of what we have is like a tape recorder, right? But the power of the mind, we have thoughts. We then have emotions with those thoughts.
Yeah.
We then have feelings, right? And then by law, we take action on those feelings that we have, and then we see our results. And so I'll never forget, I worked with somebody quite a few years ago, and he was saying, I was talking to him about my relationship with my former spouse. And I was like, it was all about him, right? Like all the stuff that he was doing. And Thomas looked at me and he said, Danusha, said, it's not his fault. Look at what have you been thinking? Like, what about you? What part have you played on this?
Wow.
Look inside. It was such a wake up call for me to think, wow, like it's not what's happening outside of me. It's what's happening within me. And so the power of our thoughts to create our results, if we want to, and wherever we put our attention, that's where we put our intention. And so if I'm thinking negative thoughts, I can go down that road and look at the results that I'm going to get as a result of that. So the power of our thoughts become things.
Yeah. I mean, just for a minute, when we really hold that into our consciousness, are you a little, I mean, I like to look at myself a little bit and I get a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? I get a little reflective, right? And I get the reflection based on, wow, how am I feeling? Like you wake up one day and you're like, wow, I'm like down a court. Ugh, am I ever going to dot, dot, dot? I don't care what it is. You can fill in your own blank. Right. It could be, am I ever going to lose these 10 pounds? It doesn't matter what it is. But we're living in that connection between thought and emotion. And I want to ask you how this ties in, because we only see the tip of the iceberg, right? We only see that thing up there where we wake up and boom, I'm hit with the like 10 pounds all of a sudden, right? I'm just reflecting. Linda got on the scale this morning and we had a little conversation. So, but here we are today, everyday life things, even as simple as that. I mean, it could be you're walking out of the house and your partner and spouse turns to you and says, hey, don't you look a little chubby in that? And off you go. But why are we talking about these things? Because every day of our life, thousands and thousands of these come up. And if you believe for a single second, Danusha is going to walk you through it. If you believe for a single second, even the teeniest of these thoughts don't have an impact, we'll really talk to you in future shows about the ripple effect. Right, Danusha? I mean, it's not like we have to have a big traumatic deal happen to us, right? It could be a series of things, but the bottom line is the tip of the iceberg is the tip. And then there's the unconscious or subconscious. How do these two things bang it out with each other?
So the conscious, you know, our senses, we're bombarded constantly with what we see, what we taste, smell, like those sense, like that's the conscious part of it. But the 94% is the subconscious. And some people call it like a storehouse of everything that you've ever heard, your teachers said to you. The first 6 or 7 years are really your subconscious is filled with all kinds of information. Most of it we're not even aware of. And so when we're bombarded with all of this stuff, and then we feed ourselves thoughts that aren't very life-giving.
Right.
Oh man, I'm so stupid. How could I possibly have done that? I had before I went to law school, I had a boyfriend who told me that he didn't think I was very logical. But those little things, one comment can like totally go into your subconscious, and then you repeat that message to yourself and then think, oh yeah, I guess I'm not very logical. And to be a lawyer, I've got to be logical.
Right.
It's the left brain, right brain. And so it's what we feed ourselves. And it's that negative diet of constant negative news or the constant negative thoughts that we have. How are we going to be uplifted and be creative?
Yeah.
All we get is downloaded with all the negativity.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's so fascinating. We are highly creative, genius people. And that's what we're talking about here. You know, how do we live? How do we live that genius life? How do we do that? And yet we're surrounded by genius. It doesn't matter where we kind of poke ourselves. We can find it, right? You can find it in the way a blade of grass comes up, right? You can find it like Linda and I are both obsessed with this rabbit that comes over every day. This little big chug, like honestly, it looks like a big chubby rabbit. But they're a genius if we take a moment to think. Now, what's the downside of this? Man, we don't think we're the genius.
Right. And so this morning I went for a walk and saw these beautiful, beautiful, bright pink flowers. And I just stopped and I looked at them and I thought, oh my goodness, the power that created those flowers, right? Nature, I'm connected to that power. It's within me. And so I believe that we're all spiritual beings having this human experience, and that we're connected to that genius power that created the universe. How can I not be? And if I just remember that I'm connected to that, and that to not honor the gifts that I was given in this lifetime,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I'm really kind of dissing the universe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I want to ask you this question. We didn't touch on it yet, but we're going to roll on it. With so many shows we're going to do, we're just giving everybody today a little information on what's at stake. What's at stake? And I say that because if we all have this inner genius, can you imagine if we all believed it? And that's my next thing I want to talk to you about. If we really all believed it, right? What can we possibly do in the world? And I want to ask you about this for a minute, because beliefs are a separate and special energy, right? And for a long time, you know this, Danusha, for a long, long time in my field, your field, even in the legal field, they felt beliefs could not be changed, right? Somebody must have said that like 50, 100 years ago. I don't know. But there was an idea that once you have a belief, it is so ingrained in you, you really got to work to change it. But that's kind of counterintuitive to really the word genius, because genius doesn't think that. Genius thinks, oh, I got this belief, right? And I'm going to change it. Oh, let me get a new belief. What's the connection here? Because I think people need to understand the connection between thought, emotions, and beliefs. And I would love for you to talk about that when we come back from break, because it's like this web, right? It's like this web. Before we go to break, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? How do they keep up with you? All of the above.
So yes, so they can get a hold of me through my website, or they can go to my website at graceandeaselifecoaching.com. And they can also send me an email at danusha@danusha.com. But to set up a time to talk with me, just go to my website. There's an opportunity there that they can just like set up a consultation with me, and we'll take it from there.
This is really the moment for this, everybody. You're going to see us do a series of shows. It's right around the corner. You know, this is our 20th year anniversary. And I was saying to somebody, I have never met more talented people. And Danusha Lipinski is one of them. I have really, in all the years I've been doing this, something has changed. Something is shifting. People have come out of whatever we want to call these past couple of years, and they have come out with a fury to find their purpose, their meaning, their contribution, to get rid of the thoughts and beliefs that hold them back, and to live a really long, old, happy life. Let's take a short break when we come back. Are you ready? Thoughts, beliefs, emotions, oh my. We'll be right back.
Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is an easy way to have an energy facial. Wrinkles and sagging skin are always carrying negative energy. No matter how many skin treatments you put on top of that bad energy, the bad energy will always show through.
Do this as Patricia demonstrates. Say to yourself, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the stress and anxiety and worry that I'm carrying on my face. Take a breath and blow and throw those negative energies into the process as shown behind us. Keep doing it.
If you want more information about how to have an energy facial, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for Energy Spa Treatment.
Listen to all of our shows because we teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that are practical and useful.
See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Are you stuffing your feelings, trying to remain positive, improving yourself so you can create what you desire? Tune in to the Intuitive Coaching Show with me, Ruth Wilson, to tap into your intuition and learn to work with your inner resources to use your energy to create a life you desire. Visit intuitivecoachingshow.com for more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to just tell you, you're watching and listening to the Living Your Genius show. This show is hosted by Danusha Lipinski, Unlocking Your Power Within. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to sit in the side seat and really take this journey. These are conversations we're planning for all of you, because it's part of understanding what are some of the things that each of us can do every day, each of us can learn every day. Danusha, before the break, what I was talking about was this idea of pulling this together: feelings, thoughts, emotions, beliefs. They all come together, degree of spirituality, they all come together. And even through that, we get into some tough times. Now, we're coming out of some difficult times. However, you know, it's not quite like flipping a switch. And I'm curious about when you think about beliefs, when you think about where people are, what your clients are going through in their journey to change their thoughts and really believe that they can change their thoughts and change their lives.
Well, I think that the first, I mean, in general, for all of us, right? Just to understand the power of our thoughts, because what we've been thinking really dictates where we've been putting our attention. And so some of the major things that people, they don't have the clarity. They don't know what they want. They don't know what their purpose is. They haven't really made a decision. So if we want to change our lives, if we want to really tap into that inner genius, that inner power, we have to, it's really important for us to know where we're going, what we would love to be doing in our lifetime. And so if we just kind of like keep on going along and don't really pay attention to that passion that's within us, we just keep on going along without really serving the purpose for which we're here. And so, you know, Marcus Aurelius said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it. And so, again, for me, the beginning part is always things, because everything is created twice, first in our thoughts and then in form. And so some of the obstacles, I mean, people may love what they're doing, right? But like me, I loved what I was doing, but there were other parts of my life that were suffering.
Yeah.
And so really getting in touch, having them really pay attention to what they're longing and what their discontent is. Like, what would they love more of in their lives? Just asking somebody, what would you love? You know, or what do you think your purpose is? But it's so much easier for so many of us just to go along with life and just to be comfortable. And change, Dr. Pat, I believe, it takes some rigor and discipline. We've been living with these thoughts, right? All these little messages for so many, many years, they become kind of glued together, right? And so for us to change them isn't just a one and done, but there has to be a willingness, right? To make a decision that what I'm living now and what it's costing me, it ain't working. Yeah. And so having people just get in touch with, man, I know that there's something more. I just don't know what it is. I'm not feeling fulfilled, or I would love to do this, but I don't know how I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of longing and a lot of pain in people's lives, and the more indecisive we are, we just kind of continue to float along without making any changes.
I love that we're talking about this, because, you know, part of this is, you know, people are really reflecting on their lives and they're really asking the questions. Is the way that I'm operating, is that really all there's going to be for me? And they're getting a different answer now. You know, however they ask that question, whether it's a meditation, whether it's to just somebody walking down the street, they get a different answer now. And a lot of times I think what we're hearing is, you know, I need to really rethink this. I need to take a pause. You know, you hear these conversations. I've never thought about investing in myself, but I do now. And so this really talks to what you're seeing and how you're helping people get that level of clarity, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to share something with you that I think is kind of relevant. And I'm going to share it anyway. So Wayne Dyer, I was listening to Wayne Dyer the other day, and he was talking about our, you know, going into our past, right? And picking up things that we hated about our past, or just like all the negative talk. And he said, it's kind of like carrying a bag of manure with you, right? And every so often you want to take a bit of that and you want to smear it on your face, right? And that's kind of like what negative thinking and what going into your past does for you. It takes you back into the smelly stuff of what we can let go of, right? Because in the end, it's really who we become in the process. Like, there are no failures. They're just opportunities to learn.
Yeah. Failure is one of those words we made up, like time. We made those things up to really kind of grab a moment or grab a series or grab an experience and try to explain them to folks. But I think that part of this too is, you know, let's talk about this. There's also the shedding of fear, of blame. And this is where the limited beliefs come in and how important that is. Somebody said to me a number of years ago, and honestly, this is a paraphrase. They said, you can't create abundance out of lack. And, you know, they weren't talking about something physical. They were talking about thinking, right? If you're thinking lack, and lack is a big word, I don't care what you want to refer it to, lack of money, lack of education, lack of knowledge, lack of whatever, it's an energy force, right? And it means I don't have it. And some people, it means I'm never going to get it. What is it that we can talk to with regarding, you know, fear and blame and limiting beliefs, especially when they start to happen, we don't even catch them happening.
We're so caught up. We get so caught up in our circumstances and our situations and our conditions that, and it's hard to think out of those. It's hard to think out of those, that thinking, that stinking thinking, right? It's hard to like move out of that when the rabbit hole is there and it's pulling you down. It's challenging. But if we don't know that we have the ability to change the lack thoughts into something that's more life-giving, and so it's not just about positive thinking, it's about really about laying out a vision for what you would love in your life.
Yeah.
So if you don't like, instead of creating the lack thought, the lack story, why not create one where you're, I mean, it's all imagination, right? We worry about things that aren't even happening or that haven't happened. It's like all the what ifs. Well, what if I go bankrupt? Well, what if this is incredibly successful, right? All the what ifs that go down the negative path, when we could as easily have the what ifs go up the positive. So, but our limiting beliefs control so much of who we are, and the paradigms of I'm not enough, I don't have the money. If I had enough money, then I would do this, but I don't have, like, whatever it is, we put all these little barriers in front of ourselves. And so what are we going to get more of? We're going to get more of that. It's like planting a seed, a thought seed into the soil of the universe. If you're going to plant a peach, you don't expect to get corn, right? But planting that seed of abundance, right? And seeing it grow and fertilizing it, and then watching it blossom and who we become in the process. So this whole journey that we're on is just one of transformation, and who we become in the process, and opening up that creative part of ourselves so that we can be the person, because all of us have a purpose, right? A unique purpose that only we are here to fill. And when we can tap into that inner genius, that inner power within us, and there's, I think Wayne Dyer said, there's as many geniuses as there are people. Like,
right? Yeah.
And there's this wonderful quote. There's this wonderful quote by Einstein. He said, everyone's a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Right?
That's right. And, you know, that's really critical. And you know, why is this critical? It's critical because I know for myself, and it sounds like for you, I have watched myself and I've watched others have their dreams evaporate right in front of them. And I use that word evaporate because that's sometimes what it feels like. But what we're talking about also generates this incredible longing to believe and create. And that's part of the notion of dreaming and dream building. And I want to take a minute to talk about this for a bit, because as we think about what we think, what we feel, what we say, you just nailed it. We could wake up with insatiable optimism for what we can imagine for our future. And it's so important to not lose sight of that if a hiccup shows up, you know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like you did that. Vision, dream, action. Let's talk about dream for a minute and dream building, if we could. Because those are the things that get rushed by limiting thoughts.
So in order to really create a vision of what we would love in life, looking at full spectrum wealth, it's really important to know what's not working in our lives. When I ask people, so what would you love? And they immediately have some kind of a condition, like, well, it's not going to happen because of this and this. But if I can get them just in touch with what would they love in their relationships, in their work that they're doing in the world. But first they have to get in touch with what they long for, their longing and their discontent, to get in touch with their pain points. And just asking them, well, how long has it been this way? And what happens if you continue down this path? What happens if nothing changes and nothing changes? You got 365 days. What's your life going to look like in 365 days? Right?
Yeah.
It's like, is this what you want? And I mean, do you want it changed? Is this what you, are these the results that you want? And it's like, no, I would love to have somebody that loves me the way that I am. I would love to be loved. I'd love to be appreciated. I'd love to be serving more in the world without working 60 hours, 80 hours a week. Oh, but what about the benefits? It's like, no, it's like, what about your life? Like, we're all here for a reason. And so getting them in touch with their, again, with their longing and their discontent, the pain point, what it costs them, then what would you love instead? Then they can start creating a vision, right? And if they think about the vision, like in the next year, they're going to say, well, that's not possible. So we ask them, we invite them to think about what would it look like 3 years out?
Yeah.
When their energy and their, how they light up when they talk about what they would love. The problem then is they share it with somebody and somebody poo-poos the idea.
Like, oh, immediately.
You've not done this. It's like this big balloon, like just gets deflated, right? Or they start on this journey of like, I'm going to start taking steps in this direction. I really love this idea. But then it takes rigor and discipline.
Yeah.
And growth, as you know, Dr. Pat, is not comfortable.
No.
And so there has to be a decision and a willingness to make the decision and have the clarity of what you would love. But it's making the decision and having a burning desire, that passion within, to make those changes in your life. Otherwise, it's another year and another year, and then it's another year. And so there's always this gap. Here's where I am. Here's what I would love, but there's a gap. And too often, the word how comes in. And too many dreams. The richest place they say in the world is the graveyard, because that's where all the dreams have gone to die.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this is really looking at this and saying, look, here's what we can share with you. Here's what you can do. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what does this mean to design a life that you love? What does that blueprint look like? And what is it that you can expect? Yes, I'm one of these people that believes in the word expectancy. And contrary to popular belief, I believe expectancy is part of our everyday life. I mean, we, from birth, we automatically know that if we are crying, we are expecting to be fed. So it's really hard to take something away from somebody like that by telling them, don't expect anything. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about how do we design this life, what to look out for, and what does it mean to accelerate your dream? I'm not kidding. Like accelerate, like manifest in a nanosecond, because that is what can happen. And many, many shows we'll talk about where do we get stuck? How do we unlock from that? But today, when we come back, let's talk about building the dream. We'll be right back.
Are you on a spiritual journey to heal relationship trauma, addiction, anxiety, habits, and other issues? Hi, I'm Michelle Carboni, a rapid transformational therapist with over 700 hours of training in hypnotherapy, intuition, and coaching. My passion lies in helping you heal yourself. I use hypnotherapy and coaching to help clients healing the inner child to create a fantastic future with intention. Join the Zen Revolution. Transform your life today. It's a community dedicated to supporting each other as we all strive for a more fulfilling, balanced, and Zen-filled life. For more information, visit www.zenmindmichelle.com.
Are you ready to start working with your dreams? Then tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for the Practical Dream Wisdom Show with me, your host, Deborah Arlen. Learn how effortlessly DreamWork can provide practical and essential everyday guidance just for you. For more information, visit www.deborarlen.com.
What does it mean to be more resilient to everyday challenges and create the life or organization you truly want? Hi, I'm Daniel Rutschman, founder of Elevated Resonance, and I bring a unique blend of expertise to this work with an in-depth knowledge of scientific concepts related to change and resilience. Are you ready to embrace change and celebrate a life worth living? Visit ElevatedResonance.com and ask for Daniel.
Are you ready to embrace a genius life with grace and ease? Of course you are. Tune in to the Living Your Genius show, Unlocking Your Power Within, every fourth Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Pat and I take you on a transformative journey of self-discovery and actionable strategies. For more information, visit GraceAndEaseLifeCoaching.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Danusha, before we go ahead and talk about building the dream, but not just building a dream, accelerating building the dream, how do people find out how to work with you to get that done for sure?
Yes. Go to my website at graceandeaselifecoaching.com. That's graceandeaselifecoaching.com. And they can set up a meeting with me just by pushing a button on my website, or they can email me at danusha@danusha.com. I would love to help people build their dreams because we can all uplift the planet.
Yeah. I think this is most important now, and this is the tail end of the show, but we're going to have other shows on this. There's a notion, when we labeled this the Transformation Network 20 years ago, people like, oh my God, Pat, transformation takes so long. I'm like, where did you even get that thought from? But let's talk about dream building, because we have the same idea about this. We think that if we have a dream, and let's say it's a lofty dream, oh my gosh, it could take 50 years to do. So these are the things that get in the way. Talk about what it is you've seen, what you've done to accelerate the dreams that's in, that really reside in people's hearts.
One of the most important things really is to come from the dream, to come from it as though it's already happened. And so I've worked with people who were tired of what they were doing. They wanted to do yoga. And in the time that we worked together, again, by using this technology, they were able to start teaching yoga and teaching in a university. So it's really about the consistency, the willingness to make a decision, but to come from the vision. Once you have the clarity, as though it's already happened, and you can feel the emotion and the excitement of the life that you would love, coming from the vision and not letting fear get in the way, doing your forgiveness work, but really clearing the plate so that you can like come from the vision. And just when you can see it, because the power of our imagination, right? For good or evil, like the power of our imagination to see, if we can see it, thoughts become things, right? Everything is created twice. So if you can consistently come from that vision that you have, see it, feel it in the present tense with emotion, and then every day you go to bed with it, you wake up with it, and you act as if you are that person that's living that life. I am that woman that's a life coach, right? I am that woman that's doing this incredible work in the world that I'm doing, right? And just having the confidence and just knowing that we're not doing it alone, Dr. Pat, that we're connected to this power within us. And so if we can tap into it, we have this partner within us that's working with us all the time, and just tapping into that inner wisdom, into the intuition. And just, it's about having the faith and the belief.
Yeah.
So it's creating the vision, it's bridging the gap, and then it's the becoming, it's who we become in the process, and then it's the harvesting.
Yeah. I was having a conversation, I want to hit to this, because I know we haven't mentioned it much, and I know we're going to do a lot of other shows, but there is a spiritual overtone I never thought I'd say this. I never thought I'd say it in public. So let's just be, let's just be real. I didn't live most of my life like that. But I did have a change like you. And now when I have created the absence of spirituality, spiritual practice, God, whatever y'all believe in, it doesn't matter. But when there is an absence of that, I can't cuss, but it comes to town. It really does, because we're so bombarded. Give us a little taste of what's to come in future shows, spirituality, and let's just call it that. But the idea and the belief in the abundant spiritual nature in the form of spirituality now, the unlimited opulence of the universe. What can we say to folks that are thinking, I don't know so much about that? What has been your experience with your, how should I call it, beefing up your spiritual muscle?
What has been gratitude, having an abundance, a gratitude practice?
Oh my gosh,
because
yeah.
Gratitude is on the same frequency or the same vibration as abundance. And so when I start looking at things that I don't, that are not my preferences in my world, if I can just go back into what I'm grateful for, my attitude changes and my world changes. Like I feel like it gives me hope, it gives me faith. So gratitude, journaling, and just really staying in the work. Staying in the work, being surrounded by people who are also either seekers or that are, or, like, just understand that we're spiritual beings having this human experience. And so, and using our imagination, our intuition, not letting fear derail us, and just realizing that we can feed our faith and starve our fear. So feeding the faith and starving the fear, but having the awareness of all of that is so critical.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it takes. I mean, clearly, if you take a look at so many programs, you see there's a spiritual component. And yet what we're talking about is selecting that spiritual component that is of your understanding. We're not talking about something specific. But it's so much easier for me when I wake up some days to have faith in the universe, right? That even though my way seems like it is the best way and something else comes up, how do you help people not get attached to the outcome? And what I mean by that is, I don't mind getting attached to the expectancy of good stuff. But a radio show showed up for me instead of a consulting job. And I somehow had the wherewithal not to get all bent out of shape about that, right? But this is really part of what we'll be talking about as we come forward, is how to ignite that expectancy energy, right?
Well, there are no accidents, right? That everything that comes before us, there's infinite intelligence. We see that there's infinite intelligence in everything that happens. And so once we're aware of that, then it's like, all right. So, and even when stuff that we would prefer not to have happen, it's like, what is there for me to learn in this? Like, what is the opportunity here that has presented itself for me to learn as a result of this experience? And so once we can tap into that and just realize that nothing is an accident, that it's all working out, that everything is just a part of our becoming, and to just look at the gifts that are given to us. You know, Colin's passing, you know, a lot of regret, but when I could see the gifts that I was given as a result of it, and the mm-hmm. evolution of the transformation of the person that I've become as a result of that, mm-hmm. then it's like, all right, I'm grateful.
Yeah. It's so important that we continue to talk about this, but it's just not talk. I mean, you have built up a coaching practice, you know, whether it be the high performance coach or so much more of what you're doing. You really created a way to help people navigate these waters with grace and ease. And that's so really seriously important. Thank you for today. Thank you for the opening episode. We've got lots more to come. Again, I'd love to know your personal message and then again, how people can find out more about you. Thank you so much for reminding us of what's needed here.
Let me close with a quote by Dr. David Hawkins. He says, until one acknowledges the genius within oneself, one will have great difficulty recognizing it in others. So I leave you with that. I leave you with thoughts become things. Think positive thoughts. Have your life. Have your life. So anyway, so Danusha with Grace and Ease Life Coaching. Again, I just, what Earl Nightingale says, we become what we think about. And so again, just really tapping into that inner power, knowing that we're not alone, and that infinite possibilities, infinite intelligence, living with heart, living with love. And there's only one truth, and that's the truth of who we are.
Thank you so much for today. What a great opening episode. Awesome. Much more to come. You know, living your genius. Please take a listen to this. This is in each and every one of us. And I'll tell you, this show is dedicated to tapping into that. So fasten your seatbelt as we forward again to more of Danusha Lipinski and this incredible show. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for watching the Living Your Genius show, Unlocking Your Power Within, with me, Danusha Lipinski, and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are here every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for practical insights, inspiring stories, and actionable steps to unlock your full potential and manifest the life of your dreams. Your journey to living your genius awaits. For more information on how to design the life you deserve and unlock the power within to live a genius life, visit graceandeaselifecoaching.com. That's graceandeaselifecoaching.com. See you next time.